I spoke to Paul Burns, the CEO of Keith Prowse, this morning, and we had a good conversation around the skill set within the company and also the actual facilities, which are actually world-class standard, very attractive to anybody in the call center or ticket selling business. So I then had another conversation with Joe McHugh of the IDA, and they are now going to engage with each other today around how they can market the facility and the personnel, and then we'll pull together a meeting of the political parties and the stakeholders next week to formalise all of that and get it moving.
Now, we know that Cecilia Keaveney and others have been speaking to Pat O'Keefe, the Enterprise Minister, about this. He's pledging whatever backing he can give. There appears to be a concentrated drive toward getting jobs back into that plant as quickly as possible.
I have to say I was very encouraged with my conversations with both Paul Burns and Joe McHugh of the IDA. We're determined as political representatives in the area to ensure that, you know, the skill set, the calibre of the staff and the outstanding facilities at that location, that they are filled and the jobs back on stage as soon as possible. And it is doable. This is doable with the right frame of mind. I'm very encouraged to hear the Minister, Pat O'Keefe, also on side. All interests will be needed in the time ahead. But I think if there's a will, there will be a way in this case.